somewhere between the TPS reports and the staplers in Jell-O, you'll find a semi-sacred area known as the Cubicle Confessional. That's where Bobby and Liberty share their deepest, sometimes weirdest, confessions. It's Cubicle Confessions. On the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty.
Well, last week, Bobby, you took a little trip to the Indiana State Fair.
Yes, I did.
And I knew you're going to be eating some foods, reporting back for work.
Sure.
You know, taking photos and using those for work. So I said, well, how much per diem do you get? Because I figured, you know, you had money from work to spend from food.
Right.
Since it's a work-related thing. And what did you say?
Well, I'm trying to remember exactly how our conversation went. The point is, you thought that the term per diem just meant money to spend for work, for like for the whole trip,
right?
Or
yeah,
like what, if you're gone for a week,
so you're gonna spend your per diem all of the state fair.
The point is, when throughout our discussion I realized that you didn't understand exactly what per diem was.
I don't know if you do,
but I do.
Tell us.
Per diem, it's how much money you get per day.
But you were going for one day, so
No. Stop it. Now, you admit you thought that per diem was just a blanket statement of, if I'm going to be gone for a week, I get this much as, my per diem. That means this is how much you get to spend for the whole trip. You said that.
Yes. That's what I thought that that meant.
Okay. Per diem does not mean that. It means per day. So if you get $10 per diem, that means you get $10 per day to spend on stuff. That's literally what it means. Per diem, per day. That's what those words mean. You ever heard of carpe diem? Seize the day?
I don't think that's what that is either.
Oh, good Lord.
It's carpe did something else.
It's carpe diem, seize the day. Diem being day.
What language is that?
Not Liberty.
I know, but what language is it? Can you even tell me?
It's probably Latin. Does it matter? That's what it means.
Per diem. Yes, because why don't they just say per day then? As per diem Iowa wouldn't come up. I'm trying to search it. I'm just trying to...
You just can never admit.
Okay, it is for... It's Latin, by the way.
I just said it's probably Latin.
I didn't hear you.
You weren't listening.
Nope.
Shocker. What does per diem mean? Per day, right?
For each day.
For each day. Per day.
Yeah, but then...
So if you get a per diem, that's how much money you have to spend each day. It's not just for the whole trip. You're making this into something that's really...
I feel like I learned this on The Office, though, because Michael Scott got a per diem when he went to Canada of $100. That was his whole per diem. And he spent it on a tip.
Well, per diem is per day.
Well, maybe he was only there for one day, but I took
it
as though the
whole
time.
I don't know
time.
If I want to take vocabulary lessons from freaking Michael Scott.
That's what she said.
Do you have something to confess? It can be our secret. Send us an app chat message with the My 105.3 app.